Active volcanoes are everywhere, but it's always a frightening thought. Volcanic explosions aren't common, and yet a sleeping volcano is coming to life after 800 years. Although rare, even dormant volcanoes can show signs of activity. Follow along to learn about Mount Edgecumbe, an inactive volcano showing signs of waking up. About Mount Edgecumbe. Mount Edgecumbe is at the southern end of Khrushchev Island, Alaska. It's about 9.9 miles east of the Queen Charlotte Fault. The elevation of this mount is 3,201 feet. Although this large volcano sits close to cities and homes, it hasn't had a major eruption in over 4,000 years. The indigenous Tlingit people lived near the mountain. They called it Quat, Lugsquat, which means Quat, to flash Quat, or Quat, blinking Quat. It's likely they discovered the mountain while it was smoking or erupting. Mount Edgecumbe is a unique mountain. The first recorded ascent was in 1805 by Captain Yuri Luzhinsky. The hiking trail is about 6.8 miles long and ends with a snow-covered ground and red volcanic ash above the treeline. Hikers can also choose to hike to the crater rim. The trail isn't barren. Instead, a three-sided cabin sits 4 miles up the trail. The trail is not as hard as others and is listed as moderate. However, the last 3 miles to the top are steep and can be muddy. Hikers may also run into bears as they are common in the area. Although the volcano hasn't seen a massive eruption in over 4,000 years, a hoax did scare many Sitka, Alaska residents. Oliver Quat, Porky Quat, Bicker, a local prankster, planned this prank for over 4 years. He lit over 70 old tires in the crater, causing dark smoke to rise. This looked like an eruption, however, at the rim of the volcano, the local prankster spray-painted Quat, April Fool Quat. The FAA and the Sitka Police Department were notified beforehand. It is considered one of the 10 best April Fool's hoaxes of all time. Is Mount Edgecumbe coming to life? While Mount Edgecumbe has been inactive for 800 to 900 years, scientists have noted some signs that it could be coming back to life. For example, the mountain experienced a small swarm of earthquakes. Scientists began monitoring the activity and noted deformities at the surface level of the volcano. There was a 10.5-inch change. It's likely the change is because of rising magma. Scientists discovered this using a new analysis system. Although the earthquakes occurred in 2020, magma has been rising every year since 2018 about 3.4 inches per year. While magma may be rising in the volcano, there are no signs it will erupt. Signs a volcano may erupt. Volcanoes are interesting, they don't always erupt over thousands of years. Instead, sometimes volcanoes erupt quickly. The quickest eruption took less than an hour. So, how do we know when a volcano may erupt? The most common signs a volcano might erupt are magma rising to the surface, swelling and cracking of the ground surface, and an increase in intense and frequent earthquakes. Usually, volcanoes show signs of erupting, so it's unlikely Mount Edgecumbe is close to erupting. Active volcanoes around the world. While volcanic eruptions are rare, there are still active volcanoes all around the world. For example, there are approximately 1,350 likely active volcanoes worldwide. An active volcano near Seattle and Portland is Mount St. Helens. This volcano is part of the Cascade Volcanic Arc with over 160 other active volcanoes. Mount St. Helens has erupted multiple times. It remains active, and the worst eruption was in 1980. During this eruption, 57 people were killed. Not only were people killed, but about 250 homes, 47 bridges, 185 miles of highway, and 15 miles of railways were completely destroyed. The eruption was caused by a strong 5.1 earthquake, which resulted in a debris avalanche. It also changed the mountain summit's height from 9,677 feet to 8,365 feet. Another active volcano is Mount Merapi, which is an active stratovolcano. It is located in Indonesia, which has over 100 active volcanoes. It is very active and frequent eruptions are common. Mount Merapi is so active, it's common to see smoke coming out of the mountaintop. On October 25, 2010, the volcano erupted, killing about 353 people in 1 month. Another 350,000 fled their homes, which were destroyed by pyroclastic flows and heavy rainfall. Also in Indonesia, Mount Semeru erupted in 2021. This dangerous eruption killed at least 69 people and left 104 people injured. The oldest record of eruption for this volcano dates back to 1818. Even as recently as 2022, Mount Sumeru erupted, which led to evacuations because of monsoon rains that collapsed the mountain's lava dome. Up next. The most dangerous volcanoes on Earth, where are they? Is Yellowstone an active volcano? How many volcanoes are in the world? What is the largest active volcano on Earth?